There's been a minor chemical spillage in your lab. What's the first action you should take when cleaning it up? A. Find and put on PPE. B. Decontaminate the area. C. Set up a caution sign in the affected area. Or D. Report the spillage to your supervisor. Question 2. You need to decide where in the lab to store a delivery of chemicals. Which of the following locations are safe or unsafe for storing chemicals? Start dragging the items to begin the exercise. When all the cards have been sorted, click Submit. Hello, and welcome to the Princeton Review's Grammar Smart audio program. This course is designed to help you clean up your grammar and improve the way you communicate. While we're not going to go into great detail about how or why the rules that dictate how we talk evolved, or even what they mean, we will cover the basics and help you avoid common grammatical pitfalls. Why don't we begin by introducing the parts of speech? You will be allowed 1 hour to complete all three sections of this test. There are 40 questions in this practice test, and each question carries 1 point. If you prefer to work offline, download this practice test by clicking the link below. Working in your pyjamas? Skipping traffic? Knowing your lunch is safe from poachers? That's the blissful dream of working from home. But as anyone who has done it can tell you, the reality is a lot less dreamy. There are no annoying co-workers snapping gum in your ears. But then again, there are no co-workers at all, which can lead to loneliness and isolation. And when there's no one around to catch you Facebooking or candy crushing, it can be hard to stop doing those things and actually work.